Good morning, young people. My name is Reverend Dr. Ike, and this is Generation 419 right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. If you can hear my voice, then it's time for the young people to gather on their radio. This is where we learn the word of God and we have fun. Good morning to all my listeners and to all of you celebrating your birthday in the month of June. God bless you. Have a fantastic year ahead. Sing love.
Sing it absolutely everywhere I go. Sing high, sing love. Sing it absolutely everywhere I go. Oh,
and so call your neighbor to call another neighbor and take your Bible, your pen, and your notebook. A blessed Saturday morning. A blessed Saturday morning. Right on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And like I said early on, it is Generation 419. Galatians 4:19 says that my little children in whom I travel in birth again unto Christ be formed in you. Indeed, nothing is impossible. This morning, I have a wonderful package for you. Last week I was here, and then you were calling in to tell me your favorite scripture, and also you sang your favorite song. I wish we could continue that this morning. But I have something exciting for you. I have something different for you this morning. Trust me, you are going to enjoy it. You are going to love it. And so call your sister, call your brother, call your neighbors, call your classmates, call everybody. Tell them that Reverend EK is on air. And it is time for Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. Nothing is impossible. Yeah. And this morning I have the young people from the Apostolic Church of Ghana. Mega Assembly in Gbawi. Yeah. So they came all the way from Gbawi. Gbawi is a far place. It's a very far place here in Ghana. Gbawi. It's on your route to my hometown, Kaswa. And we are going to talk about a very fantastic topic that is going to set you on fire for God. And so wherever you are, don't stay out of this discussion. Nothing is impossible. Guys, you are welcome to Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies
94.3.
Thank you. All right. You introduce yourselves to my listeners. All right, so let me begin with you.
Okay, so please, I'm the sunshine
song. Hey, sister, take your time. Hey, the way you are talking, you've gone to America recently or something.
Please.
Your auntie stays in London. Does your auntie stay in London?
Please, no.
Everybody is in Ghana.
Yes, please.
So say that thing well.
So please, I'm Vicentia Inshira-Sam.
Vicentia Inshira-Sam.
Yes.
Hey, not Vicentia Inshira-Sam. Hey, Ghana girl.
Mm-hmm. Please, I'm Vesna Eunice Nyakwa Hansen.
Vesna?
Yes, please.
What name is that? Vesna? What does it mean? This is the first time I'm hearing Vesna.
It means famous.
Famous. Yes. Vesna
Eunice. Nyakwa Hansen.
Nyakwa Hansen.
Yes, please.
Hey, are your names able to go on the passport?
Yes, please.
They are up to 25 characters. Or more than 25.
More than.
Anyway.
These are Bevelyn Ochery.
Bevelyn Ochery. Yes, hey, if you want this name, if you have to mention, you have to be careful. If you are from a certain region, you can't mention it. Bevelyn Ochery. And then you are Eunice.
Yes, please.
All right. So I have Bevelyn, I have Eunice, and then I have Vicentia. All right.
In the eyes of the blind, there's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no
our God is stronger, our God is greater, our God is a healer. All right, ladies. And so today, which church? Maybe I have to mention the name of your church well before.
The Apostolic Church of Ghana.
The Apostolic Church of Ghana.
New Bawi Mega Assembly.
New Bawi Mega Assembly. Okay, New Bawi. Do you have Old Bawi?
No.
Or you don't know, you came to meet New Bawi.
Yes, please.
Nice one. So Colossians chapter 3 verse 2 says that set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. This is going to be our discussion. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. Set your mind on things above and not on earthly. Eunice, what is setting your mind on something? What does it mean when we say you are setting your mind on something?
It's actually to adjust. Okay. So setting your mind on something is basically tuning your mind to do a particular thing.
When you set your mind, so when we say set your mind on your education, it means that you tune your mind to...
You are doing everything possible to make out good grades in your education. You are setting your mind. You are making sure that no matter what happens, you are still supposed to pass in your academics.
Wow. Wow. Vicentia, what does it mean when we say you are... I want us to understand the very first word. Because that's what... this is NIV. NIV is saying that set your mind on things above. Before we even come to the things above and not on earthly things, we want to understand the meaning of the word set. You know, set is a topic in your maths.
Set.
That is where they teach you this Venn diagram things.
Yes, yes.
Intersection and
union.
Hey, I remember those days. Me mon dear. Okay, so you, Vicentia, what does it mean when we say you set your mind on something?
Okay, so set your mind on something means to be determined or...
To be determined.
Or aim at something.
To be determined or to aim at something.
Yes.
Child, I'm getting the worst part. So you are determined that you will make it.
Yes.
You will make it in this BEC.
Yes.
This end of term exams, you are determined.
Yes.
You are focused. Yeah, I have somebody who texts me every morning. When the test comes, when I finish reading the test, one of the last things he asks is, stay focused. So stay focused can also mean that set your mind, or?
Yes, please.
All right. Eunice. No, this is?
Bevelyn.
Bevelyn. Okay.
Set your mind means to be determined to do something or to be focused to obtain something from it.
These ones are dictionary definitions, or? Yes, to set your mind, it means that to be determined, to be focused. It also means that you use one word.
To obtain something from it.
To obtain something from it. So the whole idea is to get a result.
Yes.
When you set your mind on something and you are trying to achieve that particular thing is to get a very good result. Is that it?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Now, NIV is saying that set your mind on things above. Okay. Then comma came and he says that not on earthly things. So now let's now tackle things above. Okay, maybe we are thinking about things above. Somebody will think that, oh, there's something on a certain story building and it's above you. So you are setting your mind on that thing above. All right. But then we want to go a step further and find out when we say that we are trying to set our mind on things above, what does it mean? So we went on to look at what it means to set our mind on something. Now, what does it mean when we say that we are setting our mind on things above? What are those things above that we are trying to set our minds on? Beverly?
So things above are the things that are from God, which are the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God is in heaven.
Okay.
So some of the things we are supposed to set our mind on that are above is the will of God.
The will of God.
Praying, meditating on His word day in and night.
Mm.
That's the will of God.
Mm.
And also singing psalms and spiritual hymns so that you can be for God.
You can be in tune with God.
In tune with God.
Yeah.
That's the things above.
So things above. So all the things that are in heaven. The above is heaven, or?
Yes, please.
I'm trying to see, yes. So, New Living Translation says that, think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Okay, so if NIV is trying to tell us above, and above looks like something that we can't look for, this one is saying that, NLT, New Living Translation says that, think about the things of heaven, okay, not the things of earth. Okay, so all the things that are in heaven that we can think of or that we read in the scriptures, they are the things that we have to think about. All right. Now, my question to you, Vicentia, is this. What are some of the things that we must set our minds on as children? I think Beverly mentioned some.
Yes.
Maybe let's try and number them. Okay. People write notes when we have Bible discussion. People actually write notes. All right. So, you mentioned about three things.
Praying.
You set your mind on prayer.
Prayer.
Okay.
Meditating upon His word day in and night.
Meditating upon the word of God
day and night.
Okay. You explain all these things to me. Then.
Then singing psalms and spiritual songs.
Singing psalms and spiritual songs. Mm-hmm. All right. So, Vicentia.
So please, as for me, I set my mind on passing my BC with good grades.
I like it. you want to set the record straight.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So you are setting your mind, number one, to pass your BC.
Yes.
There's some BC be dead at the tone that Charlie. When you pass, you go to some school. So maybe before we get there, which school are you targeting?
These Ebrigers.
Ebrigers?
Yes, please.
Are Ebrigers here? Everybody's here. Every girl is just after. Every girl is just after Imensa. I know Imensa.
Please no.
Adenta, Medina Adenta.
Please no.
Then Imensa, Pedriasi. Then Every girls.
Okay.
You talk. Every girl is far.
I know.
This year, Every girl is just here. I can walk there. After the program, I'll take you there. Eh?
Okay.
Every girl is just here.
Mm-hmm.
So, as for you, you want to tell me that, like, educational-wise, you know, when it comes to academics, I mean, you want to pass your BC
and
then go to Ebri Girls. Ebri Girls, here we come. Ebri Girls, we are coming. So, please, give us some slots. We are coming. All right. So, but Ebri Girls is not on things above.
Yes,
me. Uh-huh. So, tell us the things above.
So, as for me, I set my mind on godly things and eternal things. The eternal things are like bearing the fruit of the Spirit, that is humbleness, gentleness, patience, and etc. And the godly thing is, as my friend said, meditating on the word day and night, praying and fasting.
Okay, so let's take it one by one. So the first set of the things you mentioned, which are the things above that it's of a focus to you, it's what Paul was describing in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23.
Yes,
that's what you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Galatians 5, 22 to... So God, when you mentioned those things, Galatians 5 came to mind. It's about the fruit of the Spirit is...
Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, patience.
Meekness.
Yes, me.
Okay, and it says that against such there is no law. Beautiful. So these are the things that you want to set your mind on. All right, you'll come back to explain it. Okay. I keep forgetting your name.
Eunice.
Mayu, what are the things that you set your mind on that are above? Or you want to tell us the earthly ones before? Well, we'll come to the earthly things.
With the earthly things, passing my
bees. Passing. This bees is important to you guys, bro. Yeah. Of course, your parents must be, they must be aware you are doing something. But it's important. BC. Charlie, all the people who are preparing for BC and those who are about to, right, may God give you victory in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
God give you victory. God give you victory. It's not easy to pass the BC. Maybe around that week, everybody look like they can get 10 ones. That's the feeling. Even those who have not learned, there's a feeling that I'm going to make it. I'm bringing something new to the world that the world has not seen before. Okay, so we'll come back to the earthly things. So what are the heavenly things or things above that you are setting your mind on?
So I set my mind on the Trinity, which is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Trinity. So God in three persons, blessed Trinity. I used to sing, but people have retired me. Okay, so Trinity, God the Father, God the Son,
God the Holy Spirit.
And God the Holy Spirit.
I want to know each of them for myself personally. And then to gain experience or have an encounter with each of them. And then setting my mind on godly things like talking to others about Christ. I'm not the only person who is supposed to be with the Father, but others have to have the advantage to talk to God, have encounters. So I want to, the godly things, I'm setting my mind on winning souls for Christ. And then letting my life be an example to others so that they can learn from me and then also be in Christ.
Wow. If you have just tuned in, the discussion is getting interesting. If you have just tuned, this is Sweet Melodies 94.3, and this is Generation 419. I have the children from the Apostolic Church of Ghana with me here from New Bawi, Mega Assembly. And we are talking about setting our minds on things above. All right. So if you want to join in the discussion, all right, you also want to tell us the things you want to set your mind on, which are above. You can text us on 0279-100-600. 0279-100-600. Let me take it again. 0279-100-600. 0279-100-600. All right. This is Generation 419 with me, Reverend Ike, and we are talking about setting our minds on things above and not on things on earth. It's getting interesting here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. And when you hear Generation 419, it means that the children have gathered. And these are the children from the Apostolic Church of Ghana. Mega Assembly in New Bawi. Ladies, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So we mentioned a couple of things that we have to, that are above, okay, that we have to set our minds on. Is that not it?
Yes, please.
All right. Now, please, I'm not saying call. All right. You have started calling. I'm saying that send us a message on 02791. Okay. Let's pick this call. I don't know, but hello. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. Your name and where you are calling from, please.
Please, my name is Prince.
I'm
calling from
you are Prince
First Light.
From First Light.
Yes.
Prince from First Light.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yes. Prince, can you listen from the phone rather than the radio? Because I'm getting a feedback.
Yeah,
here.
Please, I'm listening on your phone.
Beautiful. We've been talking about the setting our minds on things above. That is Colossians chapter 3, verse 2. What is your contribution to our discussion this morning?
Please, my contribution to this topic is that I want to set my mind on my feet. What do I do here?
Oh, Prince, I'm getting a very bad feedback from you. Okay, so Prince, kindly call back. I know you are the chief's son. Okay, Prince, but I beg you with all humility, Prince. Okay. So let's come back home, and then let's ask ourselves now that we know things that are above. Okay, we have to know things that are on earth. That we must not set our minds on as children. Do you understand? Because whatever you are deciding to set your mind on, you have to be sure that this thing is from above. Do you see? So when we know what is from above and what is not from above, when we are setting our mind, when we are being determined, when we are being focused, when we are aiming at something, we will be able to know that this is from above and this is an earthly thing, and we should know where our priorities lie. Okay, Eunice, I'm starting with you. What are some of the things on earth that we don't have to? Paul said that he said, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. And NLT said that not on things on earth. Okay, so what are the things on earth that we shouldn't bother ourselves with?
So, okay, mostly with the children, we aim at being or getting into touch with some of the celebrities.
Bubo, Tobo, Abotre, Eunice Abotre, Kakra, Kakra.
Okay.
As children, what are the things that you people do that you think that they are earthly? Okay. They are not from heaven. Because heaven, we know the things that are from heaven.
Yes.
When we read the scriptures, we can tell that this one is from heaven. But the one that are on earth here, mention.
So some of the earthly things is like maybe they want to wear the
so best. So first one is celebrity, that type of getting in touch.
Yes, please.
You people, you want celebrities to know you, is that it?
Yes, please.
Hey, it's very important to you.
We want them to know that we are their fans.
You follow them on social media. Hey.
Yes, please.
So we'll come back. So if they get to know that, what happens to you? You feel important?
Yes, please. At least just having a peek with them, it's okay. It's nice.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, so getting in touch with celebrity life.
Yes.
Celebrities. Okay, what else?
Yes, please. And also having the best grades, so that you feel like I'm intelligent than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not basically what we are supposed to do as children in Christ.
There's a feeling that you want to be better than everybody.
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. That's why when you write exams, you try and find out somebody's grade and somebody's grade to know where you stand.
Yes, please.
I see. Let me go and come back.
Okay.
So, children of today.
Not children of today.
Okay.
We.
Okay.
You are a child of today. You are a child of today.
Okay. So, we focus on expensive clothes and fancy.
Expensive clothing. Harsh. This is where you give parents pressure. This type of pink shoes and buboniamano, yes.
Expensive bags and all.
Okay.
And children of today.
No children of today, we children. If you say children of today, you look like some adults.
Okay, we children.
BC guy, you've not written one, so please take your time.
We children of today, we focus on phones.
Phones,
yes.
Gadgets. So the phones lead you to social media.
Yes, Facebook and all.
So you are mentioning clothing and then the expensive, not just clothing, but expensive clothing.
Yes,
yeah, I know a girl, she buys her clothes from the mall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The way you say it's like you can relate. That everything, we have to go to the mall. If it is not mall, she can't mall it. If it's not mall, she can't wear. Everything must come from the mall. Mm-hmm. And then phones. Yes. So you don't like these yam phones.
No.
If you have Yanfo, you can't get in touch with the celebrities.
Yes, please.
So the celebrities, these celebrities, how do you get in touch with them?
Okay. So joining their live sections every time.
What is a live session? What do they do live?
Sometimes they come live on TikTok, live on Instagram, and then we join.
Okay.
Yes.
They call you to come and join, or you target. They'll tell you the time they'll
yes,
come.
Yes, they'll tell us the time.
Okay, so if they say they are coming at 4 p.m., you bought data.
Yes, please.
You charge your phone.
By 3:59.
3:59 is a set. If ECG kills the light, you insult them.
Yes.
they are not making the country progress.
Yes,
hey, I see. So when you join, what happens? You tell them that you are here.
Yes, please.
Oh, I see. So you were talking about expensive clothing and then the phones.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Bevelyn,
okay,
things on earth that you people are rushing for.
As for me, I set my mind on earthly things like passing my BCS, as they say.
And passing BC, we all want to pass our BCO.
Yes,
education is the key to success.
Sure.
That one there is earthly, but the earth, no. So, but the real earthly things we are talking about, the things that are closer to Satan's room.
And also getting a phone, but unfortunately, I'm not getting it. Because if I get it, there's a high possibility that I will not pass the BEC.
Wow.
So I have to wait.
Okay, so this is peculiar to you. What of other people that you know, or other things that you see that other young people are setting their hearts on or their minds on?
TikToks, like the new dance, the trend.
Okay, so when there's a new trend, like dance trend.
Braids, dresses, mm-hmm. and then makeups, especially for girls. Makeups, their wigs, their bags, their heels, things that will make their body look nice. That's what they've been thinking
and
of.
And get more likes on TikTok.
Yes, please.
It is also one of your aims.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To get more followers and more likes, is that not it?
Yes, please.
We are saying no. Because if you post a picture on TikTok and nobody likes it, or nobody is following you,
then why are you still posting?
Yeah, why are you posting?
Yeah.
Okay. So I have this message here. This person, please, when you send us the message and do well and write your name. Okay, he says, I'm Hali. My contribution to the discussion is living a Christ-like life. Living a Christ-like life. So it's equivalent to setting your mind on things above.
Yes,
living a Christ-like life. God bless you so much, Hali. Hali, keep sending us your messages and keep listening to Generation 419. Wow. So what happens when you post your things on TikTok and Facebook, Instagram, nobody likes? What do? You call your friends that you have posted something, they should go and like.
Yes, you watch.
Did you go and watch? I see. So these are the things that we know that are on this earth. I see. Now, knowing that these things are on earth and they are not beneficial to us, why then do we still involve ourselves in it?
So with me, I think it's to fit a certain class.
Okay.
Because in my school, for instance, if you don't join those kind of things, nobody wants to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
So something like to fit a certain class. That's why young people are rushing helter skelter to join these kind of.
You actually need validation from the group.
Yes, please.
Something that makes you fit.
Yes.
Something that makes you like I'm part of
this group.
This group.
Yes,
I can identify with the group. Do you see? So, who mentioned expensive clothing and phones? If everybody is using iPhone, you can't bring your iTel.
Yeah.
Even though they are all I, but one is Tel and one is phone.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you don't really, you have to go and look for an iTel group to join.
Yes.
I can understand your frustrations as young people. May God deliver us. May God deliver us. You are trying, though. So, how do you balance this life? Do you understand this earthly life thing we are talking about, that there is so much pressure from friends and group to make you fit in, with also church life, where in church you have to set your mind on things above? So right now, it's like some dual lifestyle. When you get to school, you're a different person. When you come to church, you're also a different person. How then do we, where do we strike the balance?
Well,
So with me, I got to change my mind last 3 weeks.
Last 3 weeks, you made a decision last 3 weeks.
Yes, please.
Beautiful. What happened last 3 weeks?
The pastor spoke about Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
Okay.
Which says that we should seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto it.
Wow.
So how the pastor explained it was like, if we get in tune with God, okay, anything that we need, we are going to get it.
Wow.
So I made up my mind to quit from the group and then make sure I set my mind on God in order to get the things.
I need to see that pastor. I have to give him an offering. I have to give him an offering. That's beautiful.
Yes.
That's beautiful. So, you see, and this is where we must strike the balance, because like we started early on, you have to know what is earthly, and you have to know what is heavenly. Okay? Because if you decide that I'm focusing on this, then you must know what you are focusing on. Do you see?
Yes,
it's like BEC. We have English language this morning, but you are seriously learning integrated science. Do you understand? You arrive and you get to know that no, this is not what we are supposed to write, and then it becomes problematic. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. So, as young people, I think that problem is there, and I think this scripture it actually fits for us young people to set our minds on things above, not on earthly things. We'll be right back. Wow, so this is Sweet Melodies, and this is Generation 419. Around this time, it is the young people who have taken over, and we are learning so much here. Now, Harley has sent us a message again. He says some of the earthly things are, one, having relationship with the opposite sex, which you guys have not mentioned. Or that one is things on heaven. They are heavenly things. Well, you didn't mention that. You didn't mention that. Okay, then I'm getting a lot of messages here. This one says that, good morning. I'm Maxwell from Pram Pram. I suggest living a holy life is setting your mind on things above. Maxwell, that's true. We mostly struggle to live right as young people. Is Maxwell dialing the numbers?
Yes.
The last sentence, we mostly struggle to live right as young people. Is that the case? No, people are not minding me. I should close the program. Maybe let's go home.
No.
Is that the case?
Yes.
We struggle. Is that not true? We are all struggling.
Yes.
Everybody is saying that we are not struggling.
We are struggling.
No, struggling. It's a struggle. That's what I'm saying. That when you get to school, it's a different life. You have to fit in. I mean, you have to get the baggage. You have to get the pink shoe. Yes. Do you understand? That iPhone, you have to upgrade it. Do you understand? Because you see, when they use their phones to take the pictures, and you also bring yours on board, you don't fit.
Big difference.
It's different. You see, you must get some cream B to style the hair.
Yes,
if your hair is 2 centimeters, you can't fit. 2 centimeters, then they cut it. 2 centimeters, then they cut it. It must be long. You get that point.
Mm.
So this is where the problem is. Now, somebody will be asking us that, as we are saying that we are setting our minds on things above, what are the benefits? Do you understand?
Yes,
so
yes.
For everything, you see, human being, God has created us in a way that we always look for benefits. We gravitate towards benefits.
Yes.
If there are no benefits, we don't. You are going to school because of benefits.
Yes.
Somebody
yes.
told you that one day you become a medical doctor or an accountant or an architect or something. Do you understand? And you enjoy life. So that benefit is what makes you wake up early morning to bath cold water, and by 5:30 you're on your way to a certain school. Okay. So we are all gravitating towards. So if you even read the Bible, everything God says, there's a promise attached.
Yes.
obey your parents in the Lord so that it will be well with you.
Yes, please.
Bring your tithe and offering so that I'll open a window of heaven. So everything God says, there's some type of blessing, because he knows that human being, if there's no blessing or if there's no benefit, we will not. Okay. Now, let's also come here. What are the benefits? What are the physical benefits and what are the spiritual benefits when we set our minds on things above? Do you understand my question?
Yes, yes,
it's clear.
Yes,
Beverly, let's go.
So the physical benefits, his glory in us is manifested to other people.
Mm. What does it mean? This one, the people listening to us, you have to break it down. Break it down.
Okay, so his things that he has done, his wonderful and marvelous thing that he has done in us, is manifested to the life of other people so that they can also be transformed through us. And then the spiritual benefit is that we get the chance to grow more spiritual in, we get the chance to grow spiritually in the spiritual realm.
Yes, in the things of God. Yes. Is that what you are trying to say?
Yes.
Eunice.
Okay, so I think with the physical things, we find favor and wisdom.
Okay.
The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So when we basically fear the Lord or set our minds on things above, God will grant unto us wisdom. And as students or children, we need wisdom in everything that we do.
Okay.
We even need wisdom to make wise decisions that will help us.
That's good.
And spiritually, we get to grow in Christ and then understand scriptures, and we are able to talk to others about Christ, because you can't give what you don't have.
Vicentia.
So the spiritual benefits are we attract blessings from God.
All right.
And the physical one is, we found favor in the sight of men.
Okay.
We then get grace from the Lord and all that. Mm. As Mary found favor in the sight of God.
Okay. So I think that at the base of all this is that we get to grow spiritually.
Yes.
When if you set your mind on things above, okay, you will see that your mind is always on things. Okay. And your heart is where your mind is.
Yes.
Anything you are thinking about, that's where your heart is.
Yes.
Do you see?
Yes.
And where your heart is, Bible says that is where your treasures are.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So at the base of everything, spiritually, we will grow. Okay. And the aim of every pastor is to make sure that the members grow up spiritually. Okay, so when we set our minds on things above, number one, spiritually, we all get to grow. Okay, by setting your minds on spiritual things, I think you even mentioned the fact that some of the things above are songs.
Yes, spiritual songs.
Spiritual songs, and then meditating. Okay, so if you are thinking about heaven, you read the Bible more.
Yes.
You get to know more scriptures.
Yes.
Your generation, young people, your generation don't know scriptures.
Yes.
You see, you don't know. You know lyrics to songs more than useless songs. Songs that will not benefit you. Paul was describing those things as dung, and dung means toilet. You see, I mean, songs that have no benefit. Songs that will even spoil you. You know those things better than scriptures. I was talking to a group of people about 3 weeks ago, and I was telling them that, have you noticed that it is easier to learn worldly songs than church songs?
Yes, please.
Worldly songs, nobody teaches you.
Yes, please.
When they release the thing, or as 3 people have sung it, or you go on TikTok, you can get the words.
Yes,
you are good to go. Within 10 minutes, you are good to go.
Yes,
church songs, we will teach you. We'll open your mouth, we'll pour it inside, we'll grill it, we'll fry it, we'll boil it, we'll toast it. We'll do all that still. You don't sing it well.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes,
so, worldly things are, or worldly habits are easier to form than spiritual habits. Okay. But spiritual habits will also take you far in life than worldly one. You get it.
Yes.
All right. So the first thing we are talking about, that spiritually we get to grow.
Yes.
And then number two, physically, it is even for your safety.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah, it is for your safety. Because if you dissociate yourself from that particular group, because it's an earthly group, you get more time to study.
Yes.
Do you see? And apart from, you see this guy who sent us the message, and he was saying that it's a struggle.
Yeah.
It's a struggle. I think one of the things you guys also struggle with is validation. Like, your friends must say that. When you are doing something, your friends must say that it's
yes.
good.
Yeah.
Or I'm not saying the thing well.
You're saying it well.
When your friends say it's good, it means a lot to you than when your parents say it's good.
Yes, please.
That is called peer validation. I mean you are trying to, your friends must see that. Ah, even when the thing is bad and your friends are saying it's good.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I'm okay with
it. I mean, what are all this? I mean, you don't need a parent to come and tell you. Our parents, we know they know right and wrong.
Yes.
But our friends, they are the people we are with, so they have to tell us that what we are doing is right or wrong. Then you also mentioned the fact that we have favor. Who mentioned the favor?
Please.
Eunice, explain the favor aspect.
So with a favor, when you are a child of God,
okay.
You see, let me give an example. Like, we write an exams and my parents will not be able to pay my school fees. And I go to God and I pray to him that, Lord, please help me. He can let me get scholarship. I will not be the only person facing that challenge.
Okay.
But because I have favor in the sight, or I have favor in God, or God has granted me with favor, they would pick my application, or they'll give me the scholarship and then leave the other person. It's not like maybe the person does not qualify, but because of the favor of God speaking for you. That's basically...
There is something invisible about people who live right. You can't point to it, but you can. When you meet such people, there is something about them. Do you understand?
Yes,
and
please.
We can't explain it, but it looks like some favor. People like you. You see, I mean, there are people that people just like them. Wherever they appear, people like them. They just get to a place where somebody likes them. You see, it's about living right. It's about setting your, you see, and then when you also set your mind on things about, you are just trying to tell God that you are all I have. You see, that's why my mind is on you. If some uncle be promise you money right now, Charlie, small time, good morning. You'll be greeting him every day. you know this uncle, he has something. Do you see? And he even said last week when he came to visit us, he said, a woman, I should be calling him.
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yes.
Be calling me, no. It means a lot.
Mm.
So good morning. I mean, you are waiting for some momo or something. Do you see? It's the same thing when you set your mind on God. You are just trying to tell God, I dare for you. I'm here. You are all I have. Do you see? Some people, God is not all they have.
Yeah.
They have some warfare in London. But you know, you don't have any warfare in London. Everybody is here.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes,
your uncle, the one that has traveled, has gone to Tepa. Do you see? He's a tepper. He has not even crossed the border. We are all here.
Yes.
So, it's God. It's God. Do you understand?
Yes,
so,
yes.
I really want to encourage you guys that this particular thing is very important. This topic is important. Set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. I have a few messages here. When I come, I will take your final words. All right. Soon our time is up.
Okay.
This one says that. Wow, it's a long one. So my name is Emmanuel Amenuveve, inside Russia Flamingo. Setting our mind on things above, we are just talking and seeking, or taking or talking. Okay, we are just talking of seeking the kingdom of God and its righteousness, promoting the kingdom business by winning others for Christ, knowing that our rewards are in heaven. Things on earth are things that lead you. To sin and destruction. We are in the world, but not of the world. Thank you. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Amenuveve. This one said that. Becoming famous to avoid friends from telling you that you don't know what's up. I don't know what it meant. This one said that physical benefits are, one, progressing in our daily activities such as education. I think so.
Yeah.
Because this fancy dressing, joining friends, Facebooking, social media, they distract you.
Yes.
Do you know you spend more time on phone than on your books?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I did a research recently, and people spend more time on their phone than on any other things. All right. So it makes you do well. It makes you do academically. He said, and also we encounter our helpers. All right. I think that's what we're explaining as the fever. And also we encounter helpers on this earth. That's beautiful. Another one. This one. Okay. So Maxwell is saying that I believe one physical blessing is that you don't have to pray for your needs. God gives them to you. All right. Do you pray for breakfast?
No.
Because your parents are home, or?
Yes.
I don't pray for breakfast. My children don't pray for breakfast. Okay. The main prayer topic this morning is breakfast, lunch, and supper. And like, you have gone to prayer meeting. The main thing that's no. Because God is your father, I mean, he said God supplies for those whose mind is constantly set on him. Is that not it?
Yes.
You see, like I was saying, when your mind is on God, I mean, you are. Oh, God is all that. He said, we are in haste to have material possessions as young people. I think that's also true.
Yes.
You want to have a lot of things, phones, money. You want to have money.
Yes.
Hey. No, you want to have money.
Yes.
To do what?
To help our parents.
No, that's not them.
For
yourselves.
Yes.
So that, like, pizza, you can buy pizza.
Yeah. Or,
so I don't need to tell
you don't need parents.
What?
One day they are there, you just brought pizza and some series.
Yes.
So you are enjoying. Nobody tells you anything. It's your money.
Enjoy
hey, you have bad mind, though. Have bad mind, but the God supplies for those whose mind is constantly set on him. We are in haste to have material possessions, young people. Setting your mind on heaven serves it. It's true. One spiritual benefit is divine empowerment. Hey, empowerment, even my children understand empowerment. Oh, we all need the power to do things, and God gives you that power when your mind is on him. We need power to overcome sin in our lives. Let me go to WhatsApp and see whether I have some messages on WhatsApp. If not, a lot of messages here, but my time is up. All right, so our final words to our friends who are listening to us. All right, our final words to our friend when it comes to setting our minds on things above. I'll start with you, Vicentia.
Okay, so my final words are, children of today, we children of today.
You like children of today, Pa. I don't know who taught you children of today. We, as if you, the child you are is of yesterday.
Okay.
Or you are a future child that is supposed to come. Yeah. We children or young people, as young people.
Okay. So we children of today, we should always be determined.
Mm-hmm.
And we should let our attitude be determined on God's word.
Okay.
And we should have an encounter always with God.
Okay.
Even the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1, we were raised from death with Christ, so live for what is in heaven, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God.
Mm.
And so we should be dead with Christ, we should be buried with Christ,
yeah,
and bury all our sins on the cross.
Wow.
And then we should be resurrected with Christ,
yeah,
and come as a new man.
Yeah.
Yes, please. That's
wow. So we should die with Christ, okay? If you die with Christ, you die with this earthly things.
Yes, please.
So you just die. You die to them. When people hold certain phones, I think it's that thing that make you go twist your parents' arms. Yeah, they should get you a phone. They said that they get you Android. Say you don't like Android. The school, nobody uses Android.
iPhone.
Google Pixel.
You know the names. Do you see? And sometimes your parents are under pressure to get these things. Today we have to apologize to our parents. We have to apologize. We've seen that. We've been cursing them so much. And you see, even your face is so much. And you are not the only child. Yes. You are about 3 or 4. Huh. You are attending a certain school that has international on it. International schools too, it's not easy. They charge, Papa. Okay. Eunice.
Okay, so to me, I would like to tell my friends out there that earthly things serve as great distraction to we children of today.
Yeah.
And also, it will take our right from us as children of God, because the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, that for the wages of sin is death. So when we focus our mind, or when we follow sin, or when we commit sin, we are separated from God.
Exactly.
So we can't talk to God. We can't feel like He's there for us.
Yeah.
So I would admonish them that we should set our minds on things above, so that we can get all the things that we need.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Bevelyn.
Okay, so what I would like to say in conclusion is that once we set our mind on things above, we should put on the new nature after the likeness of God. We should be that new person that God has created, that God has transformed us and renewed us, so that we should do things that pleases Him. That's what I want to say.
Beautiful. So if you are listening to us, all that we are trying to say is that, like the scripture says, it's true. Just try and set your mind on things above. You just have to tune your mind that I'm not thinking about anything here on earth that will distract me, anything that will lead me to sin, okay, anything that will spoil me, all right, but rather I am putting my mind on things above, and I believe that God will help me. It's been a blessing having you join us on Sweet Melodies 94.3 on Generation 419, where we had a discussion on setting our minds on things above. Quickly, I want to give you 30 seconds to do some shout-outs to friends, family, classmates, headmasters, headmistresses. Bevelyn, okay. Yes.
So I would like to first thank my mom, Dickness Gloria Ochre.
Your mom is a Dickness.
Yes.
Hey, mommy, Dickness. Mm-hmm.
After that, I would like to thank our teachers who helped us to prepare you
for the discussion.
Auntie Janet, Auntie Ella, Teacher Alfred, Teacher Daniel. I would like to thank
Wadi.
And also, I would like to say a thank you to our big air. I would like to say a shout out to our district pastor Pastor Arnold Anthony Hansen.
Pastor, God bless you so much for this great opportunity. All right.
Thank you. So I would like to say hi to my mom and dad, Pastor Arnold Anthony Hansen.
Your father, your parents are the pastors, no?
Yes.
Pastor's child. Yeah.
Okay, so, and my classmates and my classmates. Teacher. God bless.
Which of the teachers? Is it the math teacher or the English madam?
No, let me say my teachers. Sunday school teachers.
Because I was thinking that this is a social studies madam.
God bless them so
much. Well, our people. I like that subject. I hear it's a new subject that has come.
Yes, please.
What do they teach you in that one?
It's just like social studies.
Our world, our people.
Yes, please.
So I would like to shout out to my parents. And I would like to thank our teachers for giving us this opportunity.
Okay.
Yes.
Beautiful. Yeah, so to you also there, I give you a shout out. God bless you so much for joining our discussion for this morning. This has been Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. With me, Reverend Dr. Ike. Such a blessing to have you join us. Happy to be. I'm also happy to inform you that next week, God willing, do make time to join us. When your love came down. Thank you so much. This is Generation 419 on Sweet Melodies 94.3. Tomorrow is Sunday, so make time and go to church. If you don't have any church you are attending and you are around New Bawi, I recommend the Apostolic Church of Ghana, New Bawi, Mega Assemblies. Okay, is it Apostolic Church of Ghana or Apostolic Church of Ghana? Which one?
The Apostolic Church of Ghana.
Uh-huh, because I want to get the name right, all right. So try and go to church. Tomorrow is Sunday. A young person, try and go to church, all right. Nothing should restrict you from going to church. Make a way, go to church Sunday. And I'm sure that next week, God willing, we shall meet you right here on Sweet Melodies 94.3. This is Reverend Ike. Bye.